hospitals across Australia are on the spotlight again. Medical imaging companies have been accused of asking patients to go to unnecessary appointments and bill them extra money. Daria Norman found out more.
For around 5 years, multiple hospitals around Australia ask patients to come multiple times. This is causing a lot of criticism from the patients and doctors' point of view. Adam Sinkevicius is the chief executive of the Consumer Health Forum in Australia. He says the issue might be a communication problem.
I think there's a range of things going from the relationship between the referring medical practitioner and to the diagnostic imaging clinic as to what information might be provided. But I think there's a breakdown in communication at the moment between both medical practitioners and consumers, which means that consumers aren't getting the information they need to be able to make the right decisions for their healthcare.
Lareng Long is from the Medical Error Action Group, and she had a bad experience as a patient. She says she was billed twice when she only attended once.
Because we investigate a lot of medical cases because with a view to it may have been medical negligence in the process of treatment. In the course of investigating those matters, we see a lot of documentation, and the documentation quite often does not tie up with what actually patients had. And having had first-hand experience myself, I became quite interested in it. Even in my case, when I made the appointment, they asked me for my Medicare number and I provided it. I did not know they were billing Medicare. And on a couple of occasions, I had reason to cancel those appointments or reschedule them. But a few years later, when I received my Medicare patient history report, I saw these cancelled and rescheduled appointments that I'd been billed twice for the same procedure, but it was only conducted once. And they're the things I've noticed in other patients' Medicare history reports that have been given to us.
Alison Verhoeven is the chief executive of the Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association. She says there should be specific guidelines to prevent problems between the patients and the hospital.
The Medicare guidelines around charging need to be taken into account different circumstances such as these, and they need to actually provide very clear guidelines on how clinicians and companies like diagnostic companies operate their business. And with those clear guidelines, there actually should be no reason for that sort of unwarranted activity to be taking place. Clearly, if there are operators that are seeking to maximise profits by exploiting loopholes, then that's a case for a referral to Medicare in terms of fraudulent activity, and there are processes and procedures in place there. We're not aware that that is actually happening on a widespread basis. You know, it may be that some of this activity is incidental and it happens for reasons outside of any sort of fraudulent behaviour. It might be because, you know, it's a patient choice, the time involved in the activity, availability of appointments, those sort of things sometimes get in the road too. So that needs to be taken into account. But clear guidelines from Medicare would probably assist in reducing this problem if indeed it exists as a significant problem.
Mr. Sinkevicius says clear procedures will help to fix the problem.
I think it's about providing better information to consumers and making sure that medical providers are very clear with consumers about what it is they are doing, so what they need to do for the test, both before and after the test, who will see the results, how much the test will cost, and what the implications are, particularly for those people who are going to see and diagnostic imaging clinic on a regular basis, what the build-up of radiation might be doing to affect their health, and what the alternatives might be to having an X-ray or having a scan.
Mrs. Long says patients should not give their Medicare number beforehand to avoid incorrect billing.
Well, I think the best way to solve it, that when people make an appointment, do not give them your Medicare number. Only give that to them when you present to have the examination or the imaging, whatever it may be, done. Don't give it to them beforehand, because then they cannot run it through Medicare. And with a number of the matters, we reported them to Medicare, but we also reported them to the imaging companies and told them they had to reimburse Medicare for incorrect billing. And we hounded them until they did. And we wanted proof that they'd refunded the money to Medicare. And that's, we did get that information.
And that was Lorraine Long speaking with Daria Norman. The Wire contacted Perth Radiological Clinic and the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Radiologists, but were unavailable for comment.